I'm Deborah Bird.
And I'm Joel Block for Earth and Sky, Tuesday, August 17th. If someone visited here from another solar system, they might think that the Sun and the planet Jupiter were the only interesting objects in this part of space. Jupiter is our Sun's largest planet. It has 300 times more mass than Earth. More mass, in fact, than all the other planets combined. More than 1,000 Earths would fit inside Jupiter.
As of February 2004, Jupiter has 63 known moons. There are four large moons that are easy to see in telescopes. Even binoculars will show a moon or two near Jupiter. Light reflecting from Jupiter's cloud tops this evening takes 52 minutes to travel to Earth. We are moving ahead of Jupiter in orbit around the Sun now, and our motion in orbit is about to bring the Sun's glare between us and this giant planet.
In other words, Jupiter is located nearly a long hour line of sight to the Sun now. It's east of the Sun, which places it low in the west after sunset. If you look for Jupiter tonight, you'll find this giant world located right next to the waxing crescent moon in the twilight sky. Look outside shortly after sunset. You'll see the slim crescent moon low in the west, and Jupiter is the bright object nearby.
Soon Jupiter will pass behind the Sun. It'll return to the sky before dawn in October. Thanks today to Research Corporation, a foundation for the advancement of science. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.